Luigi Zingales, welcome.
My pleasure.
Say I'm considering strategic default, Luigi. In fact, my house is worth a good deal less than it was when I bought it. What do you say to me to convince me not to do that?
I know it's hard, especially when you see sort of a lot of other people doing it, and you see a lot of violation of contracts and norms in society. But I think that each one of us has a responsibility to behave to the best of our ability in an honest and correct way. And the contract you sign says that you have to pay that mortgage. If the value of the house went up, you would have gained tremendously from that contract. Now that the value went down, you cannot simply walk away. By walking away, not only you damage the lenders, but you damage the community in which you live, and you damage everybody else who in the future will try to borrow because the cost of borrowing will be higher.
We ourselves reported that major companies had walked away from real estate deals, including the Mortgage Bankers Association. I'm not sure we specified that or not. But you're saying that's a different kind of contract?
Yeah. I think that in commercial real estate, it is explicitly said in the contract that I have the option to walk away. And so walking away is sort of a part of the contract. There is nothing sort of strange or illegal or even immoral, as far as I'm concerned, because both parties understood that very clearly.
But people will see Josh Bartlett, who was in the story with you, hadn't paid in years, and we just checked in with him. He's still in that condo. Still nothing has happened to him. And I imagine many people are going to say, I'm a chump to be paying when this guy isn't and suffering no consequences at all.
I completely agree. I think that that's part of the problem why this might spread like wildfire. And I have been advocating that banks should be proactive and renegotiate those mortgages precisely to avoid to make it easier for people to walk away. I think that not doing anything is really creating the perfect precondition for a wildfire.
Well, Luigi Zingales, thank you very much.
You're welcome.